Song Won Lee is all about bridging the gap between computer science and art. His field is interactive systems. For him, that means music made with computers.
It's interesting when people ask me, like, what is the kind of instrument that you play? And then I have to say, I play a laptop.
He places a microphone next to his computer.
I use it to capture the sound of me typing the keyboard.
The mic's also capturing the motion, the music, if you will, of live writing. That's typing in real time. And it's being transformed into sound by a program he created.
We write email, we write text message, we do write every day. And then my idea is that, hey, writing is a real-time activity, so it takes time. But we only get to see one snapshot of it. So the idea is that why don't we just unfold over time and then reveal the whole activity, writing activity, to readers.
Lee's sort of mining the act of typing on a keyboard for the creativity it contains, its rhythms, its emotion, the false starts and rewrites.
Like I mentioned that you're writing a love letter, for example. You can put a lot of emotion into the real-time thing. Like say you started to write something and then you're hesitant to say something. There's a pause, there's a contemplation, there's a burst, and you decided to delete certain part because you think it's inappropriate. And there's a lot of the expressivity that you can utilize as an artist or a writer. So why do we ignore that? What if we just capture all that and use it as a way for us to express ourselves?
Lee points to people like John Cage or Steve Reich, who explored different media and sounds in the 1950s and 60s.
They were the early experimental musicians who actually created new music with new media at the time. So they cut the tape and then put it in a piece of paper and then loop it. And then like they created a turntable to scratch the turntable and then make a new sound that they didn't think of. So my question was, what if they were alive and they saw the YouTube video, and what would they do with it? And then that was the idea, and then I came up with the piece called Live Coding YouTube.
Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence.
Written by a nice reporter, now the poor guy, you gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said, I don't remember!
I developed a web application where I retrieve YouTube video in a way that I want musically, and so I organized YouTube video in musical way so it sounds like a music, and then I perform with it.
And so you're sort of DJing.
Yeah, exactly. So DJing in a way with YouTube video. So the opportunity there is that I have practically infinite number of video that I can play with. So I could just take my laptop and then as long as I have internet there, I can DJ.
Maybe that's what I said. This is 14 years ago. They didn't do a retraction.
Powerful use their position to bully others. We all lose.
I'm Robbie Harris.